Okay, we're back in the gazebo outside the Bedford Park Visitor Centre, and I'm joined by Imogen Heap. Hello, Imogen.
Hello.
Hi, thanks a lot for coming down and giving three songs, because you've got a particularly busy schedule at the moment. Although, before we start talking about your busy schedule, it's great to be back in Romford, isn't it? I'm a Romford boy, you're a Romford girl, and here we are in Romford.
Here we are. Yeah, it's very nice to be in this park. I love this park. And it's a great view of London. And actually, in September, I'm putting on a festival here in the park myself.
Yeah, we heard about that. That's something we're definitely going to look forward to and come down and see you there then as well, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's called Love the Earth. It's going to be a mixture of things, but we're going to try and raise money for the local, the Wall Garden here, which is a really beautiful Georgian Wall Garden, and play lots of stuff.
Excellent. Now, you played three songs for us today. Any particular reason why you chose those three out of your repertoire?
Well, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm not used to singing this early, and my brain doesn't quite work because I was up till 5:30 working on this a cappella score, which is involving me making lots of very strange noises till very late in the morning. So my throat's not that good today. But I did. I guess I just went for a safety one, you know, to get me going, called Wait It Out, because I'm very used to singing that. And then I wanted to play this song called Speeding Cars, and it's never happened to me before. But I got a total blank, and I couldn't remember the lyrics, so I ended up going to do another song, which I was going to do last, which is called The Moment I Said It, which is my favourite song to do on the piano live. And I always, well, I used to close my songs with that set, because it ends with the word bye, 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 and then I say goodnight. And then the last song that I did just here was The First Train Home, it's called, and that's about a pretty awful night that I had in Brighton, and I couldn't wait to get home, and but I couldn't get any trains because it was still in the middle of the night, so I waited till the first train home, got on it, and immediately felt better and got back to the house and wrote this song on the piano.
Yeah, sounding wonderful. I mean, were you happy with the... It did turn out to be a performance, really. This was a recording, but we've managed to get a lot of people who were involved with the centre, and some of the people who've already played have hung around, and we got people from the station, and yeah. You had a big captive audience today.
Yeah, I did, yeah. It's very nice. I really enjoyed it, actually.
That's good. Now, you've just come back from South Africa, haven't you? You've been touring over there?
Yeah, I did a brief tour. I was just in South Africa just for a week. It was just five shows. I ended up doing an extra little show in my friend's house in his living room for a select few people who fancied turning up and paying quite a lot of money, 100 quid to go and see the show, but half of the money went to a local charity that the fans voted for called Help to Read, and we ended up raising nearly $9,000, which is what they wanted to get 22,000 books for, so we managed to raise it pretty much for them.
Do you enjoy touring in general?
I do like touring. It gets to a point after a while, if there's not enough days off in between, or where there's a lot of press and stuff, that it gets a bit knackering and you kind of lose the will to live. But most of the time it's great and I love it, and I'm really lucky that, you know, I get to choose great people to come on tour with me, and I get my supports to kind of be part of my band, so it's a real kind of fun affair, and we get up to lots of good stuff.
It's not a bad job, is it, really?
No, it's not bad at all.
Okay, there's a couple of events coming up. The event on the 14th of March, okay. That's something you've been working on at the moment, isn't it? How did that all come about?
Actually, what I'm working on at the moment is an a cappella score for arguably the first surrealist movie ever made, and it is pretty surreal. I'm still trying to find deeper meaning with it, but I'm not sure my subconscious levels are, I'm not quite sure I'm in contact with them so much maybe as I need to be to understand this film, but it's very, very strange, and the reason why I just did a film score for this thing called Love the Earth, which was a collaborative crowdsourced nature film. They provided all this incredible footage that we then projected at the Royal Albert Hall, and I conducted for the first time ever a full orchestra to this music that I composed just like literally a week before, so it's all very mad, and that was amazing. So after that, so I thought I wanted to do another film score, so this time it's completely the opposite. It's a very old film, it's, you know, 1928, directed by a woman called Germaine Dillac, and Antonin Artaud, I don't know how to pronounce his name, anyway, he's French and he's very handsome, but he's dead now. But he wrote it in 1927, and it's a very, very strange screenplay, and I'm really, really enjoying it. I've got lots of kind of weird noises, like things like that, which is proving great fun. But on the 14th of March, I'm releasing, I'm recording and releasing a song in 2 weeks online. I'm going to actually, if anyone fancies it, if you've got any sounds, like maybe some birds in the background, for instance, actually these particular birds are on a song called Little Bird in my album Ellipse, if anyone wants to.
Oh, you came down here and did some recording?
I did, these actual sounding birds, yeah. There you go. I feel like I should
come back to see you then.
I feel like I should start singing Little Bird. It feels very strange because I always open every set with the sound of Bedford's Park birds. Yes, so what was I saying? Yeah, on the 14th of March, if you send in samples of anything from a bird to your cat meowing to a door slamming to, you know, drum loop if you like, and I'm going to find my favourite pieces and I'm going to begin the song out of it, and then the next day I'm going to come online and I'm going to do the same with words. We're going to talk about words and I'm going to try and find a general consciousness of the fans around the world and write a song about it. It could be maybe there's something fantastic, a new scientific discovery maybe that everyone's talking about, so I have to do my homework and write about that. And then we're going to record the video, we're going to record all these things. And then eventually, on the 28th, I'm going to release it. So it's going to be recorded and released in that short space of time. And everyone's going to be able to participate if they want.
Brilliant. So that's going to be from the 14th, you said, yeah? And that's through your website?
Yep, through my website, yep.
Brilliant. Imogenheap.com.
That's right, yeah.
That's a bit. Okay, Imogen, thanks very much for taking some time out your busy schedule. And we'll let you sort of enjoy the rest of the weekend. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Thank you.